أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم. لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون. صدق الله العظيم. Before we continue, we'll just do an overview of the surah, Surah Yasin. In the very beginning of the surah, the first few ayats of the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks directly to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in those ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala highlight the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with that, in between, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala also speaks about this Quran being the Tanzeel, the revelation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. To support this, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala then gives us the incident of Habib al-Najjar, the story of Antakya, to which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had sent three messengers. Either they were the messengers of Allah directly, or the messengers of some Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the dedication and the commitment of these messengers delivering the message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But the people of Antakya did not accept the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but one person. That one person, Habib al-Najjar, how he met his fate, and he had become a shaheed. He had become a martyr for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in these ayah that we discuss now, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speak about two aspects. One is the Qudrat, the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And secondly, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala also speaks about His favors upon us. The first favors that Allah Ta'ala speaks about is about the favors that are found on this earth, the earthly favors of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And now, the discussion that we are discussing is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about His Qudrat insofar as the other cosmic creations of Allah, that is the planets that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had created, and all this Allah had done for man. So in this, there is a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes this precision in which everything operates and how it works, and that shows the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That man needs to look down onto the earth and he will find Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's ni'mats. Man needs to look down onto this earth and he will find the Qudrat of Allah. He needs to look up towards the skies and again he will find the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He needs to see the precision of how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's creations work, and again he will see the great Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the ayahs that we discuss, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had actually begun this discussion. Wa ayatul lahumul layl naslakhu minhu an-nahar fa idahum mudlimun. That the reality of life is this, that this entire earth in originality was darkness, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, through His ni'mat, through His Qudrat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala did not leave us in total darkness. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created the sun and the light of the sun during the day, and that gives us that amount of not only energy insofar as solar energy is concerned, but that light is sufficient for us to continue the work that insan and mankind is supposed to work. There also Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the sun, وَشَمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ اللَّهَ. That although the sun that we take so for granted, that sunrise is at certain time, sunset is at certain time, zawal is at certain time, sometimes a bright day, a sunny day, sometimes a cloudy day, but Allah Ta'ala says that all this is for a fixed time. All this to a fixed time, and then all this will be destroyed by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and this entire earth will come to an end. Now Allah says, وَالْقَمَرْ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلْ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ. That if we really looked at the moon, we would find that on each night, the moon rises from a different part and the moon sets at a different part. And that continues throughout the entire cycle of the 28 or 29 days. If there's 30 days in the Islamic month, Then one day we will find that the moon disappears. It will be, if it's 30 days, then 29 days we will find this process. And if it is 29 days, we will find it for 28 days, that the rising of the moon and the setting of the moon is in different parts of this earth or in the horizon as we will see it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it, that this rising and setting, which Allah ta'ala calls the manazil, the place that Allah has determined, what we will translate as the station of the moon, that has all been determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدَّرْنَا, we have determined it. Now here, Allah says, حَتَّى عَادَكَ الْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ. And then when you find that at the end of the month, what happens, it returns like an old, aged branch of a date tree. If you look at the branch of a date tree that has become old, how it begins to bow down like a bow, that is how we will see the moon, and that is the reflection of the sun. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also shows us precision in another way. لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِقَ الْقَمَرِ وَلَا لَيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ, that it does not behove the sun that it overtakes the moon. In other words, each thing is with such precision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that none can go before the other. And here Allah ta'ala wants to show us another very important aspect. Like how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created all the planets, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sun and the moon, and everything has been created with precision. Similarly, Allah has given us our deen also with precision. The time of Fajr has been fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with precision. The time of Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha has been fixed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The fasting of the month of Ramadan, the Hajj, and everything has been fixed. There is precision in Sehri, there is precision in Iftar, and it is for us to follow these commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also with precision. وَلَا لَيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ, and the night cannot advance over the day. In other words, daylight cannot be added into the night, and the darkness of night cannot be added into the day, like how man would like to have it. Man may have to change his timings in the different time zones, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not allow day falling into night and night falling into day, because that is in the qudrat and in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala concludes, وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ, and each one is swimming in his orbit, each one is moving in his orbit without any accidents that has been reported. No accidents has been noted, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the precision, the qudrat of Allah, and Allah also shows that if this is the precision of Allah in the creation, then how much more precise is the shariat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in every aspect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed it, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has determined it. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.